The main U.S. Treasury building, located right next door to the White House, is the third oldest building in the federal government's real estate inventory. It was built over a period of 33 years between 1836 and 1869. Only the White House itself and the U.S. Capitol are older. Dan Tangerlini is Treasury's Assistant Secretary for Management.
When you think about a green building, you probably really don't picture a centuries-old, or at least a century-plus-old, National Historic Landmark that's lined with columns and made of thousands of tons of granite. We're hoping we're going to change that impression today.
The Treasury building was certified yesterday as meeting the LEED Gold standard after a series of renovations and environmentally friendly improvements. The U.S. Green Building Council, which manages the LEED program in the United States, says it's the oldest building in the world ever to have gotten any type of LEED certification.
Some of the improvements that helped the Treasury building earn LEED Gold certification include our efforts to establish enhanced utility metering, increase the use of natural daylighting to reduce energy consumption, establish sustainable cleaning and landscape programs. We increased the number of employees in existing workspace, or as we like to call it, we tight-size the workspace. And this is one of the ones that usually gets most of the attention. We installed new fixtures in the restrooms that cut down on water use. You'll let your imagination run wild with that.
The Green Building Council says the Treasury Building is one of only 32 federal buildings that's earned a LEED certification for an existing structure, as opposed to building to LEED standards to begin with. But they expect that number to keep growing. The council's Amy Boyce says several hundred more federal buildings are registered for certification, and
just this month, for the first time since LEED was started, the square footage of certified existing buildings surpassed the square footage of certified new construction.
Across the Potomac River in Alexandria, Virginia, is one of those newly certified buildings. The Defense Department's Mark Center has been in the headlines mostly for the traffic headaches it's expected to create, but this week it too got a LEED Gold certification. The Army built the Mark Center to consolidate 6,400 DOD employees who had been working in leased office space elsewhere in Northern Virginia as part of the 2005 round of base realignment and closure decisions. The Army required any new construction from the 2005 BRAC round to meet at least LEED Silver standards, but Joanne Hensley, the Army Corps of Engineers Deputy Program Manager for the Mark Center, says they decided they could do better, but getting to gold wasn't as easy as they expected.
Was a challenge because then we had to go back and figure out how we were going to do these extra things. For example, one of them was we were going to go for the alternative transportation, which was for bicycle storage and changing. And you have to have showers because of the size of the building and the number of people. The rules were we had to come up with like 32 showers for men and women, and it had to be within 200 feet of the entrance. So we were scrambling now. That's a lot of showers. And then if you have that many showers, that impacts, you know, your water usage.
Other steps the Army Corps took to get its LEED credits on the Mark Center project included energy-efficient lighting, heating, and air conditioning. It'll use 30% less energy than a traditional building. The energy it does use will come from renewable sources, and the building was designed to use 45% less water than a traditional structure. Even if employees are less happy with their commute at the Mark Center, Hensley says they're happy with the building itself.
I've heard nothing but positive about it. I know they're all kind of hesitant coming here because of the issues they've heard in the news, but it's a beautiful building and it's very clean inside. Most of our points, 11 of the 43 points, are indoor environmental quality. And so we've used low emitting materials and construction, you know, to keep the air quality high. We even tested the air quality to make sure it met the standards, which was really hard to do on this fast track of project. But we got big windows so that people get, you know, more of the daylighting and as much as we could. And it's just a nice building.
Although the Mark Center and the Treasury Building both announced LEED Gold certifications this week, they're measured against different standards, one for new construction, one for existing construction. Green Building Council's Boyce says trying to decide which one is greener is comparing apples and oranges.
New construction is more of a snapshot, and then you would keep going with the continuing improvement, the movie version. And so ideally you would start with just the one, and then you continue. So you start with the best building you can possibly do and bring it in. But there's a lot of buildings out there that are already existing, so we need to engage those. And that's really important. Performance is really where where the savings are coming from.
In Treasury's case, it expects LEED improvements both to the building and to its day-to-day processes to save serious money. About $3.5 million in annual reduced costs will come from a 43% decrease in water use, a 7% decrease in electricity use, and a 53% cut in steam use. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.